Welcome back to Boozy Bracketology, where we're the home of strong drinks, strong opinions, and crowning champions. My name is Jeff, and I'm going to be your host tonight as we sled right into this month's bracket, the best holiday song. With us tonight, we got a lovely group of holiday elves to help us make these tough decisions, so let's just take a second, find out how they're doing and what's in their glass. Tonight, we're getting started with Jen. Jen, how are you doing, and what's in your glass tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Starting to get our Christmas set up in the new house. So tonight, the Hubs and I are imbibing in some holiday chocolates with liqueur inside of them. My favorite so far is the Irish whiskey chocolates. Ooh. So,
trying to recall if I've ever had one of those, but they do sound delicious.
They are.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, up next with us, back again in the musical realm where he rules, Joel. Joel, good to have you back. How are you doing and what's in your glass?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. I'm doing wonderful, man. And I'll tell you why. Because I deal with my hot-headed Latina wife for 11 months out of the year. And this 1 month of December, it all pays off for the wonderful Puerto Rican eggnog coquito that I'm drinking tonight. It's not a holiday until the coquito comes out. And boy, am I feeling vivacious today.
Oh, boy. Couldn't even make it to December. Very nice. This stuff is delicious, though. Will not argue that any day of the week. Very good. Up next with us tonight is Nikki. Nikki, how are you doing and what's in your glass?
Oh, I'm good. I'm ready for the holly jolly season. I have made myself a eggnog with some, I don't even know what brandy or whiskey I poured in there because I was rushing to get up here. So, I mean, it has some kind of alcohol in it. I don't even know how much I put in. And then I filled it with eggnog and a little dash of cinnamon. But it tastes delicious. And I grabbed a Little Debbie's Christmas tree cake. I mean, these are like the quintessential Christmas must-have. So I have eggnog and a Little Debbie Christmas tree. I am ready to go. Our house is decorated all downstairs. I went a little, like, Christmas crazy this year. And I don't think there's a single, like, nook or cranny downstairs that doesn't have a reindeer or a Santa on it. We are ready to go.
Oh, that is amazing. That sounds like a perfect drink and snack combination for this bracket. Let's see. Up next, we've got Leah back with us. Leah, how are you doing and what's in your glass?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back. I'm actually recording tonight without my wonderful husband. But he did pop in before our recording to hand me a drink that he made. I really wasn't listening when he told me what was in it. Something about a squirrel and peanut butter.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I'm drinking a squirrel with peanut butter in it. I don't know. It's delightful, though. It's really good. But yeah, I'm excited to be a part of this bracket and hopefully break some of our listeners' hearts.
Oh, some big promises up front. Wow, we've done really well with the festive drinks tonight so far. But rounding out our group is Mike. Mike, how are you doing tonight and what's in your glass?
Well, Jeff, it's been a fun night. My basset hound Romeo attempted to chew up baby Jesus. My almost 4-year-old has been asking some almost disturbingly insightful questions about the logistics of Santa Claus. So... Oh. That's going to make it a fun few years. And actually, my 18-month-old Penny, she's doing great. She went right down to bed. No problem. So
golden child.
1 out of 3 ain't bad. I don't have anything particularly festive, but I do have a signature of mine. This is the latest from the Trim Tab Brewing Light Visions collection. This is their Azaka Singularity. It is a triple dry hopped double IPA brewed with 100% Azaka hops. They do these from time to time where they're a singularity. They call them different blah, 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 blah singularity, and it's all made from a single type of hop. It's never as good as the one where they blend the hops. So this one's okay, but it's not great. But I think their best stuff is when they have a good, unique, and tasty blend of hops. But it's not bad.
Yeah, there's something nice about a well-rounded blend, whether it be hops or, you know, well-blended whiskey or wine. Something nice about that. Well, for me, I am actually not partaking in anything fun tonight, but I am downing over here a black cherry seltzer of the non-alcoholic version. I still love it, though. But that has been our introduction. We are diving right in to some of these decisions. Up first, in our best holiday song bracket this month, is the number one seed of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas versus the 16 seed of Hard Candy Christmas. With the first decision, we're going over to Jen.
All right, I'm going to start off just by saying I love me some Dolly Parton. Like, probably doesn't seem like it because I don't seem like a country kind of person, but Dolly is like a national treasure. A lot of people actually haven't really heard of Hard Candy Christmas. It's one of the older songs. I mean, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I do really enjoy it. However, it's really just not Christmas unless you hear Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I mean, it's the number one seed for a reason, right? So in this case, as much as I love Dolly and she's close to my heart, I'm going to have to go with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas picks up the first vote. Up next is Joel.
You know, as Jen was talking about those people that have not heard of that song before, Hard Candy Christmas, I am in fact one of those people. But I did take a listen to it, and I agree, I do like Dolly. However, I've always loved Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and it's specifically the version by Judy Garland. There's a little change in the lyrics that Frank Sinatra did a few years later, but the song was originally written for the movie Meet Me in St. Louis back in 1944. And just that little melancholy we'll have to muddle through somehow that she sings in there is by far one of my favorite versions in there. The original lyrics, if you have time to Google them, are quite dark. So that's an interesting read for later on after you listen to this podcast. Look that up. But my vote is for Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas as well.
And Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas picks up its second vote. Nikki?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have much more to say on this one. I mean, I love me some Dolly Parton, but again, Hard Candy Christmas, it just doesn't have the play power. Like, I don't hear it as much, and it just doesn't stick with me. But I love Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It is kind of a melancholy tune, but I don't know. It's just pretty. It's the kind of one you want to listen with hot chocolate in front of the fireplace. It just does it to you.
Very good. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas picks up its third vote, but we still need to hear from Leah and Mike. Leah.
So I, too, was a person who had never heard of Hard Candy Christmas before this bracket. And I also agree that Dolly Parton is amazing in every way. But the song is just kind of okay. It definitely doesn't have enough to get me to vote for it over the number one seed that everyone in the universe has heard of and most everyone actually really loves, including myself. I'm a sucker for like a sad, melancholy Christmas song, Christmas movie, and this song is really the epitome of that. It sounds really sad. It gives you that vibes of like something maybe sad or depressing or dark has happened in that person's life, and you're just using those lyrics of the song to like give you hope, like we're gonna try and smile through the tragedy and try to have a merry little Christmas even though life sucks sometimes. So like that's like me in a nutshell. So yeah, my vote's definitely gonna be for Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
And it picks up its fourth vote. Mike, are we gonna sweep it?
Leah said a lot of what I wanted to say. I like this matchup because these are both songs that are really about persevering through hardship at Christmas time. But Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is definitely, I think, the more memorable one, and it's certainly the one that more people are familiar with. I was vaguely familiar with Hard Candy Christmas before this bracket, and it definitely showed up on a lot of lists, and it is a good song, but it just didn't stand a chance here. Joel, correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't the original lyrics, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, It May Be Your Last?
Yep. Next year, we may all be living in the past, I believe, was exactly. The whole first line.
Yep.
Yeah, quite yep, dark. Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But yeah, as a side note, if you've never seen Meet Me in St. Louis, it's actually a fun little musical from the, I think, mid to late 40s. It's an entertaining watch if you're into that era of Hollywood. But anyway, my vote, yeah, sweep it.
Yeah, definitely a classic. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. We'll be moving on. Up next is the 8 seed of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer versus the 9 seed of My Favorite Things. Up first is Joel.
Okay. So first off, what kind of dogs did they have back when this song was written that it's such a common occurrence that they have to put in there when the dog bites is one of the things that makes you sad? I mean, how were they breeding these things? Listen, My Favorite Things, I recognize it from the sound of music, but I don't really associate it with a Christmas song. And Ariana Grande's 7 Rings kind of ruined it for me. I can't hear that song now without hearing her whiny voice. So out of just defunct of hating that song, I'm going to have to go with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
All right. Rudolph picks up the first vote. Nikki, what are your thoughts?
You know, I mean, Sound of Music is one of my all-time favorite musicals. I love the movie. It's one of my favorites. And we actually do watch it at Christmas time. It's always on at Christmas time. But it's not really a Christmas movie, so I don't really know why. I guess it is a Christmas movie, but it's not. But I don't think My Favorite Things is, I mean, they always play it at Christmas, but it's not really about Christmas. So even though I really like the song, I just don't think it's a Christmas song. And then Rudolph, well, it's Rudolph. It's the ultimate Christmas song. It's all about the red-nosed reindeer and Santa Claus. I mean, that's Christmas. So I just feel like by default, I have to go with Rudolph because I just don't think Favorite Things is a Christmas song. That's my opinion. Sticking to it. You can hate.
All right. Rudolph picks up a second vote. Leah.
So this was a really tough choice for me because on the one hand, I really do not like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Part of that is from a traumatic childhood event where I had to play Rudolph in a parade. Oh. And I cried and cried and cried because I didn't want to wear the red paint on my nose. And I just really don't like the song. On the other hand, The Sound of Music is my favorite musical and it's one of my favorite movies. And if My Favorite Things had been used in some kind of holiday context within the movie, it would definitely be getting my vote. But it wasn't. Like everyone said, there's nothing holiday-ish, really, except for the big party. That's not even like a holiday party. It's just a regular party. It happens in the movie, and that's not where the song comes in. It's just not holiday-ish enough for me. It's a non-holiday song that was turned into a holiday song because of what, commercialism, the patriarchy probably, I don't know. So I guess my vote's just going to go for Rudolph because, like Nikki said, he was literally created for the holidays, so it makes it a holiday song.
All right, Rudolph picks up a third vote. Mike?
You know, yeah, speaking of things that were created for commercialism, that's the whole reason we have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, right? Like Montgomery Ward didn't want to pay royalties to use somebody else's product, so they created their own, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was born, and ever since then he's been a staple. The song literally begins, you know, Dasher and Dancer, and lists all the reindeer. My 3-year-old can't name the other 8 reindeer, but she can name Rudolph because that's just the arc that he has taken since his creation. Yeah, My Favorite Things popped up on so many lists that I felt like I had to include it here in the bracket, but I agree with everybody else. I don't really think of it as a Christmas song. So yeah, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer gets my vote.
And Rudolph picking up another vote. Jen?
I mean, it's moot at this point because, you know, Rudolph is going to win. But yeah, My Favorite Things, I've never, ever, ever, ever understood why it was played at Christmas time because I'm listening to it and I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Like, this is not Christmas. Rudolph, I mean, I didn't know the history of Rudolph, so thanks for that. That's something I'm going to bring up to the family. But I pretty much know Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as a kid when we watched the stop-motion claymation whatever version of it. So that's pretty cool. So thanks for that. And Rudolph gets my vote anyways.
And with the sweep, Rudolph will be moving on to the next round. Our next matchup is the number 5 seed of Wonderful Christmas Time versus the 12 seed of This Christmas. With the first decision is Nikki.
I mean, I don't know. Neither one of these songs are, like, crazy memorable for me. I, like, struggle, like, remembering the tune. I'm always like, Wonderful Christmas Time. You know, like, once you hear it, I know it. But it's like, I just have to think about it. And This Christmas, I really don't remember it that well. I mean, I know what it is, but it just doesn't stick with me. But I feel like the one that would get stuck in my head more is Wonderful Christmas Time, because it is one that you're just like, I don't even know all the words, but I'm like, I mean, it just goes. So I'm going to go with Wonderful Christmas Time.
All right, Wonderful Christmas Time picks up its first vote. Leah.
I hate Wonderful Christmas Time. Like, the music just grates on me. I mean, the vocals, who is it, like Paul McCartney or somebody? Someone from the Beatles or something. You know, vocals are good, but the music just doesn't appeal to me at all. This Christmas really isn't my cup of tea either, but it's a little jazzy, a little classier than its opponent to me. So I'm actually going to vote for This Christmas.
And we have our first split decision. This Christmas picks up its first vote. Mike?
Yeah, it was funny listening to these songs last night, because Nikki said basically what she just said. She's like, which songs are these? And as soon as she heard them, she went, oh, yeah, this song. But, you know, I guess they're not – This Christmas is one that I think everybody goes, oh, yeah, that song when they hear it. But it's not one that sticks out in everybody's head. Meanwhile, I think Wonderful Christmas Time is – but I think it's very frequently for the wrong reasons. I think a lot of people find it a little annoying. And honestly, I sort of get that. But let's be honest. Anybody who knows me knows that I still love Wonderful Christmas Time. It's one of the Beatles taking a crack at a Christmas song. We'll get to the other one pretty soon. I mean, of course, Sir Paul was going to eventually record a Christmas song. It just seemed like the natural thing to do at a certain point. I honestly think he captures the joy of the holiday season pretty well, so I'm voting for Wonderful Christmas Time.
And Wonderful Christmas Time picks up its second vote. Jen?
So I'm about to make this difficult. I agree. Simply having a Wonderful Christmas Time, it grates on your nerves after you hear it for the, you know, 82nd time in 1 hour. But, like I was telling you guys earlier before we started the podcast, Christmas isn't Christmas for me without the Temptations. So when I hear This Christmas, it's automatically the Temptations version that comes out and just warmth, like, suffuses my body because this is Christmas. You know what I mean? Like, I can hear it in my head right now. Like, it's a family thing. We all listen to Temptations at Christmas, and it just hits the right way at Christmas time. And I am just so, so over Wonderful Christmas Time. So This Christmas is 1,000,000% getting my vote on this one.
All right. And This Christmas picking up its second vote, which means we've come to our first tiebreaker. And if you've been around here long enough, you know that we have the thing called the buzzer beater. And if anyone would like to use it in this first round right now with Joel, they've got a chance. And
tempting, but I trust Joel.
And it looks like this one's on you, Joel.
All right. See, Mike knows me. He was on the last bracket with me, so he heard me talking a lot about how excited I am about the Beatles Get Back documentary that was coming out on Disney Plus and how huge of a Beatles fan I am. But Wonderful Christmas Time isn't the Beatles. I'm sorry. Let me put it to you in verse. I hate the echo synth. It gets so annoying after a while. This Christmas. I'm sorry, man. This Christmas has a great groove. It's a Motown feel. It's something that I get up and start just dancing to anytime it comes on. wonderful Christmas time. My God, that echo synth and the children's choir. They need to fire the children's choir, okay? I'm sorry. I've been in a couple of those choirs. I know how bad they can be. This Christmas is going for it. Sorry, Mike. Kill me later.
And we have our first upset of the bracket with This Christmas moving on to the second round. Up next, we have the 4 seed of Happy Xmas, War is Over. And the 13 seed, Do They Know It's Christmas? Up first, we've got Leah.
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm starting out this one. Because I feel very passionately about one of these, and it's Happy Xmas. Parenthetical, War is Over. Yes, I know that the title is very gaudy, but it is one of my favorite Christmas songs. It's been covered so many times, and most of the covers are actually fairly similar, but it doesn't matter because I'll listen to every single one of them. I'll give a little shout out to Sarah McLachlan. Her Winter Song album is actually really good. It came out around, 2006, 2007, somewhere around there. The Phrase version I really liked. It came out a little bit after that. It was also a favorite for me. Plus, the song was probably pretty divisive at the time, because I think it centered around, the Vietnam War was over. So, you know what Christmas needs? A little more controversy. So, you know what? My vote is enthusiastically for Happy Xmas, War is Over.
And we've got one vote for Happy Xmas. Mike?
Look, I'd be lying if I said that I didn't put Wonderful Christmas Time in the last matchup and Happy Christmas, War is Over in this matchup specifically to force the showdown between Lennon and McCartney. Like, that was 100% my intention. I have no particular affinity for Wonderful Christmas Time, and it was going to get annihilated by Happy Christmas, War is Over in the next round anyway, as this Christmas will, because Happy Christmas, War is Over is clearly the better song, and it's clearly the better song than Do They Know It's Christmas. I actually was surprised based on the data that it was as low-seeded as it was. It's a phenomenal Christmas song. It's one that everybody knows, and I think that it's got such a poignant message, and I don't know. I love it. Do They Know It's Christmas? Band-Aid was kind of one of those Bob Geldof charity supergroup things that were big in the mid-80s. They had their time and place, but I don't need to hear it anymore. Happy Christmas, War is Over should move on, hands down.
And it does pick up its second vote. Jen.
It's hot take time. Guess what? I hate both of these songs. So I'm really glad I didn't get put first. But okay, so Happy Xmas, War is Over. It's played out, when I listen to the words and all I could think is, oh, wow, they're just trying to make money. That's all I'm hearing when I hear this song. They are doing this to try to appeal to people once the war ended, and they're trying to make money. And then Do They Know It's Christmas? Every time it's on, I have to change a channel because in my head, like was just said, it was one of those 1980s mass charity things where did the charity really go? I mean, like the heart was in it, but really, what did this song do? Like, what did it do? Did it feed the world? No, it didn't. Like, it was just one of those things where I'm like, I'm still seeing way too much travesty for this song to have any kind of play in my soul right now. So I hate them both. But I think in the end, if I'm looking at it from a purely musical point of view and not like the actual singers and I'm looking at the music itself, I would probably end up having to go with Happy Xmas, War is Over, because Do They Know It's Christmas is just horrible. Just horrible.
And just like that, Happy Xmas picks up the third vote. But let's hear what Joel has to say.
Band-Aid, after I listen to that, I need a Band-Aid, because that song just beats me down with all the white privilege that I have in my life. I mean, it just makes me feel like shit afterwards. I mean, Happy Xmas, War is Over. Great song. I could have done without Yoko so prominent in the choir. I mean, her voice kind of stands out like a sore thumb in there. But I'll take that any day over just the miserable lyrics of Do They Know It's Christmas Time. Doesn't make me feel anything like Christmas in that song.
All right, and Nikki.
I mean, it doesn't really matter at this point, but I agree. Do they know it's Christmas? I mean, really, it just kind of sounds like a bad 80s song that they just tried to make a Christmas album to get a little money, because it didn't really do anything for me. But I do like Happy Xmas War is Over. I think it's a good song. You know, it's catchy. They always play it every holiday. So, yep, Happy Xmas War is Over.
And another sweep. Happy Xmas War is Over. We'll be moving on to the second round. Our next matchup is the 6th seed of Jingle Bell Rock versus the 11th seed of Mele Kalikimaka. Up first is Mike.
Have you ever noticed that Jingle Bell Rock doesn't? It's got this cool little guitar riff at the beginning and end, but otherwise, it's just basically this like plotting bass line with the word jingle in front of a bunch of random words. It's like the equivalent of what Marvel does with Quantum. Let's just throw Quantum in front of random shit and see what happens. You know, like, what is a jingle horse? I have no idea. Do you know? I don't know. Like, you can't just throw jingle in front of everything and suddenly say, oh, it's the Jingle Bell Rock. And in spite of all that, this is a tough matchup because I actually do like that song, even though it's ridiculous. But I ultimately come back to, I think I prefer Mele Kalikimaka, because it's a nice variation on your typical more snowbound Christmas type of songs. And frankly, I'm not a huge fan of the cold. And to top it all off, it reminds me of a rather pleasant scene in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So I'm going to give my vote to Mele Kalikimaka.
All right, the 11th seed picks up the first vote. Jen.
All right, so I like both of these songs. Jingle Bell Rock, it depends on who's singing it. Not all of the versions are palatable. However, like, I'd really like to know the background behind the song Mele Kalikimaka. I love this song, and I would really like to know, like, was the original sung by someone who is from Hawaii, or are they just, you know, taking the Hawaii culture and using it to make money? You know what I mean? It's like one of those, I'm not sure, and I haven't had time to look it up. However, like, I just really, really, really like it. I like, I don't know, all of it. The background music, the lyrics, all of it. Whereas when it comes to Jingle Bell Rock, it's just kind of a bland Christmas song. So I'm going to go with the more upbeat, I guess, Mele Kalikimaka.
And Mele Kalikimaka picks up a second vote. Joel?
It was a cold winter in 1990 when a 9-year-old Joel sat down in front of the TV and watched Nicolette Scorsese in A Christmas Vacation, and his life was changed forever. Mele Kalikimaka gets my vote. That's all I'm going to say about that. Thank God my wife doesn't listen to this.
And Mele Kalikimaka picks up the third vote. Nikki?
I mean, I actually didn't like this matchup because I don't know. For some reason, I'm the type too with holiday music. It's almost like what can get stuck in my head the most. And both of these get stuck in my head a lot. Like, they both have that catchiness. I don't know. I love Mele Kalikimaka, but I think I'm going to go for Jingle Bell Rock just because I know all the lyrics. I mean, Mele Kalikimaka, like, I can kind of do the chorus, but like, I don't know every single lyric the way I know Jingle Bell Rock. And maybe just because it's been done so many times. But I'm going to vote for Jingle Bell Rock.
All right. Jingle Bell Rock picks up a vote. And finishing it up, Leah.
Jingle Bell Rock is fine. It was used in like every holiday movie in the 90s. But my wonderful husband, Chris, is a big fan of Jimmy Buffett. And so we actually listen a lot to his version of Mele Kalikimaka, even though I don't know if I say that word right every single time. But yeah, the Jimmy Buffett version is actually really good. It may not be the most festive holiday song because it's kind of more of just a Hawaiian song. But I'll definitely listen to it over Jingle Bell Rock. So it's going to get my vote.
And it will be moving on to the second round. Our next matchup is the 3 seed of Run Run Rudolph versus the 14 seed of the Hanukkah song, which I believe is our only Hanukkah-related song on here. Up first, we have Jen.
You're all right. This is the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler. It's the only non-Christmas song on the list, and it's up against Run, Run, Rudolph. Well, we've already had a Rudolph song. You can only hear so much about that poor bastard before you get sick of him. However, the Hanukkah song, you have 8 crazy nights. There is nothing that Adam Sandler can do in my eyes that is wrong. Okay? He is freaking awesome. And when I first heard the Hanukkah song, because I mean, I have like a lot of friends who are Jewish and stuff, and they're like, yeah, the traditional stuff, it's not really, you know, it's not as popular as all the Christmas stuff, because you don't see it really on, yeah, or you don't hear it, I'm sorry, on the radio a lot, which is BS, right? Because there are some really, really, really good Hanukkah songs. However, the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler is freaking fantastic. It is, I don't know, it's kind of, in a weird way, groundbreaking, I think, because it kind of brought it to a younger generation, like, hey, you know, we have cool shit too, man. Like, what the hell? And here's all these people who you didn't know were Jewish. But anyway, I'm rambling. I am actually obviously going to be voting for the Hanukkah song.
And while Adam Sandler can do no wrong, he still did do Jack and Jill. But he will get the first vote on this one, the Hanukkah song. Up next, we've got Joel.
Well, I say raise your glass, drink your gin and tonica, and smoke your marijuana, because to me, the Hanukkah song is just comedic gold. It's educational, too, as she mentioned, that, you know, I learned important things like O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted later on, though. So, yeah, it's a great song. I love it. It is definitely on my holiday playlist, so I'm voting for the Hanukkah song.
And Hanukkah song picks up a second vote. Nikki?
I don't know. Unpopular opinion, I guess. I don't like the Hanukkah song. I don't know. It just kind of, I mean, it's funny, like, in this, like, you know, Adam Sandler bit, but I just don't want to sit and listen to it. I don't know. Like, I've heard it a couple times. I didn't like 8 Crazy Nights. So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with Run, Run, Rudolph, simply just because at least I remember the scene in Home Alone where they're going to the airport and they're running, 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 running Rudolph. So I'm going to vote for Run, Run, Rudolph.
And Run, Run, Rudolph picks up its first vote, fending off the upset. Up next, we've got Leah.
I pretty much despise everything Adam Sandler except for the movie Big Daddy. Like, that's just, it's always been my stance. It will probably always be my stance. But you know what? I've already voted for a Rudolph song in this round so far. Haven't voted for any Hanukkah songs yet. So I feel like a holiday bracket needs a full range of holiday songs. So I'm going to vote for the Hanukkah song.
Okay. Well, the Hanukkah song will pick up its third vote. And we still need to hear from Mike.
Well, first off, there is another Hanukkah song coming up later in the bracket. Second off, I really like the Hanukkah song. And if I had thought there was any way in hell that one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs, Run, Run, Rudolph, would lose to it, I wouldn't have pitted the two against each other. So, yeah, this is unfortunate and weird. Can we swap this one for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Because this is clearly the superior song. Like, it's got that Chuck Berry early rock and roll sound.
You made the bracket.
I know, but I didn't think that. We didn't even know how to spell Hanukkah. Like, what the hell? I actually really like both these songs. Again, the Hanukkah song was actually, in the lower seeds, I made kind of decisions that went against a lot of what was actually on various lists, because I Googled holiday songs, but they didn't include it. They weren't inclusive at all. I was like, well, the Hanukkah song's got to be on here. We got to have a couple. So I did put the Hanukkah song on here, and I really like it. I think Run, Run, Rudolph is the better song. I think it captures this kind of urgency that Santa Claus must feel going from house to house. Like, you got a boatload of houses to visit. You better hurry. And I'm glad, but, you know, I guess, okay, the Hanukkah song, I do like it. I can't necessarily be upset that it's moving on. I'm just upset that it's moving on against Run, Run, Rudolph, which I think is the better song. But you know, all right, that's cool. But anyway, my vote's for Run, Run, Rudolph.
All right, and the Hanukkah with 3 votes will be moving on. We are up to our next matchup, the 7 seed of Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow versus the 10 seed of the Chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Late. Up first, we've got Joel.
See, this is another one of those kind of instances where I'm not particularly fond of either of these songs. However, there is one of these that just takes a tiny little chipmunk-shaped ice pick to my ears. And the voices get so annoying by the first chorus that I have to immediately change the radio station. I got to go with, by default, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow as the lesser of the two evils for this bracket.
All right, Let It Snow picks up the first vote. Nikki.
Yeah, you know you're living in a post-Frozen world when my 3-year-old heard this song. She says, Mommy, why aren't they saying let it go? It's let it snow, not let it go. Let it snow. She didn't understand. Like, why isn't she saying let it go? Because it's not let it go, it's let it snow. That being said, I like Let It Snow. It's just a fun little catchy song. Even though I don't really love snow, I'm not a cold weather person. I mean, I put like fake snowflake stickers on our windows because they look pretty, but I don't want real ones, like real snow. But I'm going to vote for Let It Snow. I think the chipmunks are annoying, so Let It Snow.
And Let It Snow picks up the second vote. Leah.
Now, I live in Florida. I don't see snow very often, but I actually find myself singing the lyrics to Let It Snow quite a lot around the holidays. It was actually fun to discover when I was doing some research that it was written in the 1940s during a heat wave in California. And that's why the dude wrote the song. So really, it's more of a weather song more than a holiday song. But it's just so good that they have it marketed on a bunch of holiday decor. I think I have at least like 3 signs in my house that say Let It Snow. Yes, and I live in Florida still. So yeah, I'm going to vote for Let It Snow, even though I think it's more of a weather song than a holiday song. But I still like it better than the other one.
Those good old precipitation songs. Let It Snow picks up its third vote. Mike?
Well, first of all, in terms of precipitation songs, It's Raining Men is hands down the greatest of all time. We don't even need to have a bracket to determine that. No, Joel actually, I think, said it very well. The Chipmunk song is just grating. I mean, it's fun to maybe scream in your... Maybe take, if you have a helium balloon handy, you can take a big old suck out of it and scream, me, I want a hula hoop one time, and that's fine. And then you never need to hear that song again. Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, to give it its full title. I actually like the song a lot. I think it, one of its biggest problems is that thanks to Saturday Night Live's Celebrity Jeopardy, every time I see its title, I want to pronounce it Let Tits Now. But it's definitely getting my vote here.
And it picks up another vote. And Jen, what are your thoughts on this one?
My thoughts are that I must really be a lot older than everybody else here. I'm actually the opposite. Let It Snow annoys the crap out of me. Like, I don't know what it is about it. It might just be the one version that I hear all the ding darn time. But, like, I can't even, like, whenever it comes on, it's like fingernails across a chalkboard. Like, I can't do it. Whereas with the Chipmunks, I grew up with the Chipmunks. I saw this for the first time when it first came out. You know, like, this is my childhood. So when I hear it, I'm thinking, oh man, I remember the Christmas when this song came out. Like, this is awesome. And so I make my, like, I go up to my kids and I'm like, me, I want a hula hoop. And it's a thing. My sister and I do it all the time. So I'm going to be different because I'm going to vote for the Chipmunks.
And the Chipmunks get a sympathy vote? Who knows?
Not sure. I don't know. All I know is the song came out in 1959, so Jen is way older than I thought.
Well, when, like, the newest version came out in the 80s, the early 80s, thank you very much. Or when one of the versions came out.
Sorry, I had to bust you a little bit.
She wears
I can be old. I want to be old. You leave me alone, okay, Mike?
I'm right there with you. On the inside,
okay?
She wears the elderly well. Let It Snow. We'll be moving on to the next round. And our final matchup in this region is our 2 seed of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree versus the 15 seed of Must Be Santa. Up first is Nikki.
Oh, I wish I didn't have to go first. I mean, okay. I fully admit I have never heard of Must Be Santa until I met my husband, because I just, it's not really one that you ever hear. I mean, I never really heard it. I mean, I guess they play it. I don't hear it much, so, I mean, it's very cute, and, like, I mean, Abby is adorable singing it, because they can repeat it. You just tell them it, and then they repeat it, and, "Beer, that's why, beer, that must be Santa." I mean, it's very, very cute, but you just never hear it. But I know it's, like, a Mott family favorite song, and so I feel a little guilty, but I have to vote for Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's a more fun song. It's more iconic. I like Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, but Must Be Santa, I hope people now will listen to it if you've never heard it, because it is a very cute song.
And Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree picks up the first vote. Leah.
No. Like, Must Be Santa is freaking creepy. The music, the lyrics, everything about it, I had never heard of it before today. And, oh, man, I won't be able to sleep tonight, because as soon as I close my eyes, that stupid chanting is going to start up in my head like the drums in Jumanji. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree gets my vote by default, because I cannot let the Christmas Jumanji win.
Oh, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree picks up another vote. Mike?
Look, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is moving on here. We all know that. I had to throw some love toward Must Be Santa, though. As Nikki said, it was a family staple growing up. We discovered it because when I was in elementary school, they had each of the grades perform one of the verses, or, you know, one of the things that is repeated back as part of the verses. And we were the first one. We glued little cotton balls on construction paper, and we were the "Who's Got a Beard That's Long and White" part. It was cute. It was fun. My parents loved it, and so we sang it a lot. And Christmas, we would drive around and look at lights and stuff like that. As Nikki said, our almost 4-year-old Abby, she loves it. She keeps on, "Can we see the Must Be Santa song?" And she can repeat it back. It's very good for kids. Apparently Bob Dylan did a version. I listened to it. It was interesting. But no, come on. I had to throw it a little love for that reason, for nostalgia purposes. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is a much better song. It's so good that even Justin Bieber couldn't ruin it. Like, I hear his cover, which is a completely unnecessary and superfluous cover, but I still want to sing along and rock out to it, because the song is just that good.
All right. I think that was a vote for Must Be Santa.
No, that was Rockin' Around the...
Okay, that was a vote for Rockin'.
It's not going to matter.
It's not, I hope, but we'll see. wait. Unpartial. Definitely not implying any opinions here. Weird song. Jen, what are your thoughts on this matchup?
Weird song. I mean, Must Be Santa, I never heard it before today that I knew. I mean, obviously the name didn't ring any bells. However, I mean, who isn't rocking around the Christmas tree? I mean, that's a staple during Christmas time. I mean, it's one that doesn't get annoying after hearing it for the 82nd time in an hour. So, yeah, my vote is going to be for Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree anyways.
And Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree picks up another vote. Joel?
You cannot hear Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree without picturing Kevin McAllister jiving and wailing around, grabbing ropes and keeping the mannequins going to fool the crooks on the outside. I mean, It's a classic song. Nostalgia plays a lot in my decision making for this bracket, and so that one has it. Ladies and gentlemen, grab your cinnamon broom, because it's a sweep, rocking around the Christmas tree.
And just like that, we have rounded out our first region of songs, moving on to the round of 32. Join us next time as we take on the next region of songs that will be moving on to the round of 32. And if you like what we're doing here and want to help support us, please feel free to join us over at Patreon at patreon.com/PTEBB. We've got lots of extra content over there, plenty you can catch up on, and plenty that will be coming out in the future. We have our show Boozy Revisited, where we've gone over all the bad and tough decisions from the month before. We've got several of those going back probably close to a year now, I believe. We also have a store. If you go to ptebb.com, you can check out our store. We've got a bunch of merch and t-shirts and all sorts of things up there. A lot of fun stuff and great quality. I know I love mine. And as always, if you want to find us on social media everywhere, we are at Boozy Bracketology, except on Twitter, where we're still Boozy Brackets due to their character limitations. But if you want to chat with us, we're always on the Facebook group The Lounge, fans of Pub Trivia Experience and Boozy Bracketology. We always love interacting. You can ask some of our longtime fans and friends out there. We are always on there shooting the shit. So if you want to find us, catch us there. But in the meantime, we will see you on the next show. For Boozy Bracketology, I've been your host, Jeff.
I'm Jen.
I was an alternate singer for Band-Aid, Joel.
Nikki.
Leah.
And Mike.
Thanks, and we'll see you on the next show.